This is Joshua Monto, audiobook. And today I'm going to discuss WrestleMania 29, the results. I watched WrestleMania 29 last night, and WrestleMania wasn't a bad event. I had a great time watching it. Even though, in overall, I think the show was alright, and the show felt to me it was a little bit rushed. So, actually I started at 12, because I live in the Netherlands. The preview started at 12 a.m. So, 40 minutes of recaps, promos, and the Continental Championship was on the line when The Miz beat Wade Barrett. It was what it is. It wasn't a really good match, but I think it gave like 5 minutes or so. Well, The Miz deserves to have the championship around his waist. 2 years ago he was in the main event, now he's even on the real card, so that's really sad, but luckily he got a victory. So, the six-man tag opened up WrestleMania, basically. Randy Orton, Sheamus, and The Big Show versus The Shield. It was a fun match when The Shield pinned Randy Orton. And I think then The Big Show turned heel again for the millionth time. He didn't want to help out Randy Orton to break up the pinfall. It was a good match. And yeah, it was a fun match. After that, I only recap the match. I don't necessarily going to talk about P. Diddy, which sucked. I didn't enjoy his performance at all. So anyways, Ryback versus Mark Henry was a horrible, dreadful match. It looked like a botched match, to be honest. I think it's the worst match of WrestleMania, this pay-per-view. I hope they gave Ryback the victory, which he did not get. Mark Henry pinned Ryback after he basically botched on top of Ryback. Really botched, but Ryback tried to lift Mark Henry. Mark Henry was too powerful, too big, so he fell, collapsed on top of Ryback. Pinned Ryback, 1, 2, 3. But at the end of the match, Ryback gave him a shell shock anyway, so oh well. It is what it is, and it's not a good match. The tag team championship on the line, Team Hell No versus Dolph Ziggler and Biggie Langston with AJ. Yeah, I suspected that Team Hell No would retain the technical championships, so Dolph Ziggler would cash in his Money in the Bank contract later tonight. That did not happen. The match did deliver, however. A good match, fun match, and the best part of it is that Dylan Noah is still the champions, and at the end of the match, you saw the crowd go, no, no, which was really awesome to watch, yes. Oh yeah, my sign of the night was actually the sign which read, if Cena wins, we complain online. Hilarious sign. I saw it. It was really good. Best sign of WrestleMania. Chris Jericho vs. Fandango. It was a really good match. It was a really bad match, but it was just so-so. It felt very rushed once again. And Fandango went over. But Fandango won. The entrance of Fandango was pretty cool, actually. And Chris Jericho's as well. But he deserves much, much better than this. And I don't think Chris Jericho will wrestle much longer. I think we'll go on tour again soon with his Ben Fozzy. So after this, we got the World Championship match, which pitted Alberto Del Rio versus Jack Swagger. And the thing that bothered me so much about this match was that after the video package, Jack Swagger was already in the ring. So he was like, really? A jobber entrance at WrestleMania? And yes. He didn't win the match. It was a very good match, though. But in that moment, I thought, well, the show is going to be very rushed. They don't give Jake Swagger the proper entrance, so he lost. The Undertaker versus CM Punk. That was an awesome, awesome, awesome match. Match of the night. Definitely a 5-star match. Oh, not 5 stars, but between 4 and 5 stars. This is a really good match. I enjoyed it. Yeah, and. It was amazing, crazy, crazy match. No holds barred match. If Triple H loses, he must retire. Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. It was a very fun match, very good match. Better than the SummerSlam match. Triple H went over. A lot of Kimura locks. It was vicious. It was everything. It was awesome. It was definitely a great, great match. So the main event was The Rock vs. John Cena, and it was boring. Definitely, the crowd erupted, and Charlotte, boring, boring, boring. That is how I felt. I only checked my... I check my Twitter page quite often during this match. So, John Cena is the new champion. Thanks for listening and watch WrestleMania. It's a great show.